أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Muslims, when we hear the news, when we hear about what's going in the east or the west, what's happening next door, which is not too far from us, or even if it's across the ocean, nothing too mighty for Allah. When we hear and see, it's supposed to be a sign for us and reminder for all al-albab, those who had mind to think and heart to reflect. Whenever you read a newspaper or hear a news, as a Muslim, as a believer, you need to reflect. You need to think. You need to take admonishment. You need to have a reminder for yourself. Doesn't matter if it's happening upstairs, one flight up or downstairs in the basement, cross of town or cross the country or cross the ocean. We heard and we've been hearing about what they call it, Katrina, which I call it وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. One of Allah's soldiers. But some people, they don't know Allah, neither they know His soldiers. So they may call it a Mother Nature, they may call it Katrina, or whatever name they want to give it. But doesn't matter is the name. It's for you as a Muslim, as a believer, that you know Allah. And that you know that Allah said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows the soldiers of Allah except Allah. The Mother Nature, which can be the water, the ocean, the river, the Nile, the breeze, the wind, or you may call it hurricane, whatever it is, or rain, or a snow, name it. Any of this, even the little mosquito can be one of Allah's soldiers. And nothing can stand before Allah, and nothing too mighty for Allah. And in this occasion, I want to relate couple of verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Al-A'raf, and please open your ears and open your heart, because anything that you see it, you need to go back and open the Quran and say, this is what Allah is saying, this is what Allah is saying. Subhanallah. Allah is saying, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أو أمن أهل القرى أن يأتيهم بأسنا ضحا وهم يلعبون. بسورة الأعراف, سورة نمبر 7 verse number 96, Allah the Almighty is saying what the meaning is, and it is the people of the towns that believe and have the taqwa. Certainly we should have open for them blessings from the heavens and the earth, but they belied, so we took them with punishment for what they used to earn, for whatever they used to earn. Now if you're going to be gambling or drinking or playing nightclub, haram stuff, doesn't matter if it's day or night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. You don't sleep, no slumber takes Allah, not even for a second, and He's watching, He is a raqib. And Allah say, there's the people of towns, they'll feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they were asleep. There's the people of the towns and feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they were asleep. Or did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment in the forenoon while they were playing? Doesn't matter what you're doing, you're resting, You're sleeping, you're watching TV, you're gambling. If it's forbidden in the land, you go in the water, Allah can get you wherever you go. I don't want to make too much comments. I think the verse is clear. So the taqwa is the means for provision and security. And Allah gave you from a means which is farther to you than what's closer to you, if you have the taqwa. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا What Allah will do, لَفَتَحْنَا لَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ From where? مِنَ السَّمَاءِ He will give you from the farther distance from you before the closer to you. Because usually we count what is closer to us. I got it. No, Allah will give you from what you could not get. From the sky, He will provide you before even He provides for you from the earth. If you have iman and taqwa. The moment that you deny and you believe, and the moment that you feel that too much for Allah, and you go in the earth causing mischief and killing, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yumhil wa la yuhmil. He will give a chance, but He never going to neglect a zalim, the transgressor and the wrongdoer. Listen again in Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forward the example of a township that was secure and well content. Its provision coming to it in abundance from every place. But it, i.e. the town, i.e. the people of the town, denies the favors of Allah. So Allah made it taste extreme of hunger and fear because that evil that they used to do. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ And indeed, إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدِ So my dear respected brothers and sisters, what's happening Louisiana and by the Gulf of Mexico, it's not too far from us. Believe it or not, you have something similar here can happen in Columbia, South Carolina. You got the dam, you got Lake Mary Dam. It can all be not. We are living in a town which have something similar. And doesn't matter if we have the dam of Lake Mary or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do it without water being there or it not there. So let it be ibrah. Let it be a lesson. Let's reflect. Let's think from what we hear and what we see. Don't open the newspaper or watch the TV and hear the news and say this in Mississippi, this is Louisiana, this is Baton Rouge, this is there, we here, we far. Or this happening overseas? No. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing called overseas or America or India. إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so compassionate, so merciful and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy He makes things to be ibrah and to be listened for the rest of mankind if only they reflect and they think again brothers and sisters Was he call it Katrina? I call it one of the soldiers of Allah. And no one knows the soldiers of Allah except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we as Muslims, we have to reflect and think. And you have to understand there is nothing called the superpower. Superpower is only with Allah, and His name is Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawi and Al-Mateen. Super with man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him in da'af and weakness and in hardship and toil and suffering from the moment that comes from the mother womb until the moment that you go to grave. We didn't come here to own the land and forget about the akhirah and the play. So let's have a ibra, let's have a lesson. And don't be like إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be like a Qarun. Why Allah telling us about Qarun? Why Allah telling us about Fir'aun? Why Allah telling us about these nations, Ad and Samud? Why? So we can read the Quran and we can think and we understand that what happened to individual or a society can happen to individual and society. So Allah doesn't know individual and society, because إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. There's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants for something to take place, to be and be. All what he say be, it will be. Qarun was one person, and Allah said فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض. فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض. Him and his dwelling places, Allah made it sink. فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين. He didn't have any protection against the command of Allah, and he was not victorious. Also Allah telling us about Ad and Samud as a nation. And look on Surah Al-Fajr when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد. Look at the civilization. People making houses out of the mountains, carving the mountains, making houses and palace. What's your palace? What's your strength? Never think that you are a superpower. We need to understand that this superpower only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reflect and see what's happening with the peoples and the nations, and how Allah can change the conditions. The rich can be poor, and the free man can be a slave, and the citizen can turn to be, they call it, refugee. Doesn't matter if it was a mistake of the reporters or not a mistake. The citizen born and raised in America is being called a refugee. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Look how things can change. From rich to poor, from security to be homeless, from a born and raised as a citizen to be a refugee. Brothers, we're too far from what happened. Miles and miles, but this is not too far from us to heaven. Let's learn. It's not because you're secure today, everything tomorrow will be the same. You have no insurance or guarantee with Allah. And you have to understand that this happened to individuals and nations. We saw some people that used to be kings and presidents, and they turned from people who sit so on the arsh and the throne to be locked in the prison, and afterwards their people are judging them, voting them in the court. But it seems because we live in this dunya, we forget so easy. If it happened with the Shah, or it happened with the Saddam, or happened with the Numer, or whosoever, things comes and go, because it makes to keep forgetting, keep going, keep going. We need to make a stop. We need to make a stop and think and reflect how nations can be like this and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn the condition. This teaches us a very important lesson as a Muslim, that we don't be so attached to this dunya and this material thing, and we work day and night only for the dollar, as if dollar is Akbar, not Allahu Akbar. 10 and 12 and 16 hours a day, that we don't have time for anything, that we live in a community or in a mosque or an Islamic center or in a town. How long you been there, sir? I've been there for 12 years. How long you been there? 8 years. What's the name of this brother? I think I saw him in the mosque before, but I don't know. Why? Nothing but a dunya. Nothing but a dunya. Do you know any of the Sahaba does not know the name of each other? Look to all the names of the reporters of the hadith. A Sahabi heard it from Sahabi, and the Sahabi heard it from Tabi'in, they know. And they know his name, his father name, his grandfather name. We do not even know the first name of most of each other. You can count. If you know 10 people, it has to be only from your country and the people who socialize with you. But innama al-mu'minuna ukhwa is absent and missing from the life of many Muslims, illa man rahim Allah. So we have to learn from what happened. The people running away in night and day. People see their children, sees their husbands, their wives flooding in the water. What it is? Cars, trucks, aeroplane, private aeroplane, all these things. People see it, flooding it, going with the water. They could not do anything. And people start crying in front of the media and the camera and say, I lost everything. I've been working all my life for 40 years. I lost everything in one night. So will the Muslims learn something out of it? Will the Muslims stop dealing with the haram and know that Allah can take all what you're building in 1 second? One day you can sleep, you wake up in the morning, you have nothing of what you collect. We as a Muslim, we need to learn to be appreciative and to thank Allah, because what happens there can happen to us. We can be the people who live in there. So we thank Allah that we are not the one that we are homeless, that we are not the one who are refugee, that we are not the one that lost our husbands or our sons or our daughters. We have to see the ni'mah of Allah. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not afflict us, that we need to learn when we see other things. Also that we learn that this is not too far, and we'll be careful from the punishment of Allah, that it can happen to us like it happened to others. And also one of the main lessons that we need to learn, that we be a system for one another, helping one another, supporting the people in time of difficulty and hardship, to be charitable people, to give, and not to give. Like last week when I was in New York, somebody gave a lecture and said, people always hear about Muslims, they are terrorists, do this and that. We want to give nowadays so they know that we are a giving people. No, we want to give, but in secret. We want to give and give it with the right hand, that the left hand doesn't know what we spend. We do it for Allah. We don't do it for the media. We don't do it for the people to say that we are charitable. We are Muslims by nature and by adopting this Islam, and we give fi sabilillah. Doesn't matter if the people know or they don't know. We do it for Allah. And when the Muslims see disaster and see hardship falling in someone, doesn't matter if he's a Muslim or non-Muslim, we help. A woman went to hellfire because a cat, kutta, farra, not a human being. So can you imagine if you save a life, or you save a child, or you put a blanket on the back of somebody? We are Muslims, we do it. We do it for Allah, and we do it because we know that Allah is watching over everything that we're doing, right or wrong. We have to understand our duty today as a Muslim, that we get together, that we be united, that we be brothers, We'll be one ummah. We don't have to wait for something to happen to bring us together. We don't have to wait for some serious matter to fall on the Muslims. And now the Muslims only in one place. And now is the time when they're going to get to know each other and they talk with each other. Not only the people, they talk in their own language. Not only the people have the same color of their skin color. I end this by saying that the Prophet ﷺ had informed us that a woman enter Jannah, and he said a sinful woman, the prostitute woman, went to Jannah because a sip of water, some water that give it to a dog, the dog was in bad condition to such a degree that the dog will eat in the mud, because in the mud, not is dirt, the mud has some water in it, so the dog had to eat it to get the sucks the water out of it. Allah appreciated what the woman did. Allah forgive her and let her to go to Jannah. We have opportunity nowadays to extend our hands to the Muslims and to the non-Muslims. We have to understand that there is some Muslims been afflicted by this disaster or by this reminder or by what it having, what you want to call it. And for those who don't know, we have some families been relocated to Atlanta. You can personally send the money to them, or you can come in touch with Brother Irfan, our treasurer, and you can help them. Also, we have a Muslim organization which most of us familiar with, and we dealt with them before, Kind Heart. Alhamdulillah, they're still in existence, and they've been doing a great job. You can send to them directly, or you can send it during the mosque. In the time of the disasters and the time of needs, we did not say if there is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Of course, with no doubt, the priority goes towards the Muslims. But if there is a disaster and we go beyond the Muslims, and the Muslims, they have their needs been covered, we have to think about the non-Muslims, and we have to extend a hand, and we have to be a people of da'wah by our action. And whatever we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the end of this talk that He never brought a calamity like this on us or any of the Muslims. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from His anger and from the disaster, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the punishment of the grave, which is going to be worse, and the punishment of hellfire. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala al-salati, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati al-salatu, qad qamati al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Yatadilu, straight your line, please. Everyone be concerned about straightening the line, please. This is part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is part of the establishment of the prayer. Every one of you should be concerned about straightening the line, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Stawu, yatadilu. غير ما لازم احتاج. غير ما عندنا نصيحة. استووا اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين.